This is Richard Alther from Ferrisburg, Vermont, reading from my novel Siegfried Follies, just published by Regent Press in Berkeley, California. These are 2 1-minute segments. A foul smell rose from the hurtling train. The windows were boarded up tight, although every now and then there were open slats, perhaps to let the cattle breathe. Suddenly a board was shoved open and a bundle heaved out. Arms. There were arms in the black hole flashing by. Franz hesitated, his head filled with the screech of the train as he stared at a child, its open wailing mouth oddly silent beside the clanking iron wheels on gritty tracks. The eyes were big and dark as lumps of coal. Franz scooted down the embankment, the black dust spraying well over his head, stinging his face. Oh, the stench! He lifted the child, as tall as himself, but no heavier than a suckling infant, and struggled up the steep bank, using all of his strength. The train disappeared, as did Franz with his cargo, stumbling into the soot-filled shadows of early evening. A child for the Führer! Give a child to the Führer! He rejoiced to himself. The second segment. Franz, said Jay, you're forgetting. I was the orphan. You had been living in a nice, clean hospital for women and children. I lived in filth, cried Franz, in bloody rags and vomit basins and carcasses of bloated dead bodies. You pick lice from my scalp every night, I remember that. I was too weak to reciprocate, and you healed me. Franz recrossed his legs. You act like I was doing you all these favors. You were, Jay interrupted. So you can play the victim on and make me feel sorry for you and what happened to your people. You should feel sorry. What's the matter with that? It's crazy to go on thinking this way after 25 years, moaned Franz. No excuse for the horror, but the Jews, as a sliver of the population, were taking over the newspapers, the theaters, the banks and import businesses. What of it? Said Jay calmly. Wasn't that out of kilter? Pleaded Franz. If Jewish prominence was out of kilter, said Jay, what do you call what the Germans, not just the dictator, ended up doing to the Jews?